Hi there, it's Nick again here, and this week I'm just giving a few words to promote the QDTs that are being developed. I've been working for over a year now developing all the new subjects for the national qualifications that will come in from Access 3 to Advanced Higher, starting in 2 or 3 years. Today we had QDT 7 for the QDT Annual in Engineering Science, and we're reviewing the unit support materials, assessment support materials for courses and units for National 5 and higher, and latterly, at the end of the day, discussing what we think the rationale and the aims are for the Advanced Higher in Engineering Science. Engineering Science is notionally replacing Tech Studies, or the correct name, technological studies. So there was some debate amongst the engineering representatives from industry, who are not lecturers, teachers, university, college, just engineers that may represent some engineering bodies or come directly from engineering companies and firms. So I think the consensus was to change the name to engineering, which I personally prefer as well, because we don't want to confuse learners in school and parents and guardians, because already there's low uptake for technological studies as it stands. And, you know, the country needs engineers, the world needs engineers. Climate change can be solved through engineering, amongst other things. And one of the few industries in Britain right now, in Scotland in particular, that's thriving is exporting from the country as engineering. Scottish Engineering, the representative body of engineering firms, they've reported recently at a conference that engineering is exporting is up. So it's not all doom and gloom. So we need a lot of engineers, and it's a STEM subject, so anyone thinking of bringing in a new subject or struggling to find resources for levels 2 and 3 or level 1 for science, technology, engineering, manufacturing topics, there's plenty of resources out there. If you Google STEM Central, there's currently 8 challenges sitting on there. It's all mapped out against the curriculum, resources, starter options, competitions, lots of opportunities there, and resources, challenging resources is sitting there. You can also tap into the STEM ambassadors to come and visit the school for free. The schools are Scotland checked and got indemnity insurance. So lots of things going on at a QDT meeting. Just a pity that the profession as a whole don't seem to be giving much in web feedback. Is that because they're happy with these new qualifications, or they don't want to comment? I'm not sure. Discussions also on the NAR. And now there's the opportunity for people to upload their own items, but doesn't seem to be anybody in the engineering science or graphics or design manufacturing or the technical area subjects uploading their own work. There's only really 2 items there. So the profession's got the opportunity, but is it because they're worried about people being critical of their work? Is the school being named on it? Is it because, you know, they're concerned about the criticism of any items they put up? Maybe set at the wrong level or not appropriate evidence for assessment. So would it be better if it was an anonymous upload? There must be lots of good examples out there. Is it because good teachers and good professionals don't tend to celebrate their work? They don't celebrate beyond their own classroom? I don't know. So interesting work in the QDT, and if anyone's got any ideas for the new qualifications in any subject, I would really encourage you to email the Have Your Say section on the SQ website and put forward your ideas for support materials required for new qualifications. Support notes, you can request that. Education Scotland are currently auditing a lot of resources. Do we need tweaked to apply to any new qualifications, or do we need new resources? Budget constraints are there, unfortunately, but that's part of my job as the Education Scotland rep on Engineering Science, is to feed into Education Scotland what resources are required by the profession and what the QDT feels we need developed. So lots of opportunities there for feedback. Thanks for listening.